Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Those are some of the therapeutic sounds that you're going to hear at the Museum of Art and Design's latest exhibition. It's called Black Power Naps, or Siestas Negras. Afro-Latinx artist duo Navil Da Costa and Fanny Sosa are behind the project. The installation explores the concept known as the sleeping gap. It looks at how different races experience sleep and how people of color get less of it. The exhibition features beds and canopies where museum goers will actually get to get on the beds. You might actually take a nap. Tonight at the Mode, starting at 5 p.m., the artists will be hosting a party workshop. There will be dancing, guided meditations, and a discussion with the artists. You can find more information and see some of the photos of the exhibit at WLRN.org. I've got both Navil and Sosa here in the studio with me. It is such a pleasure. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Hello.
It.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
This is a fascinating exhibit, but I want to start with this. Please, both of you, explain to me, for you, what is the sleep gap? What does that mean to you?
Right.
Sosa.
Right. The sleep gap is a term coined by Stanford researchers that found out that there is a gap in how people of color, specifically black folks, sleep as opposed to their white counterparts. So black folks sleep on average an hour less every night. And also we sleep less deep than white people. So that means that we don't achieve the slow wave sleep. Stage.
The deep REM sleep.
The reparative stage, which is, you know, where the computer really goes out and the body, all the systems go into repair, basically. So that means that it creates folks being more prone to diseases, diabetes, high cholesterol, stress, ravaging bodies, et cetera, et cetera. And so it has really long-lasting health impacts.
Navil, for you, I mean, what does the sleep get mean for you personally? And how do you experience that?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I am the child of immigrants to the United States, and I also live my life as a trans, queer, black person. And I deal with a lot of having to put together my life by any means, and that means having a very overworked schedule. And I know this is true for myself and a lot of people in my generation, as well as my parents, my grandparents, etc. And so for me, the sleep gap is really also inherited sort of generational trauma, right? It is living in our bones. It is passed down through us, right? And so Black Power Naps is really addressing that directly, right? Very simply put, take a nap. And so for me, establishing a place where we can find rest and reparation is key.
Let's go into the exhibit. Mm-hmm. Take me in. I come into the room.
Yeah.
I've seen the photos. This mm-hmm. is really fascinating. But take me into the room, how you have it set up, and what is it you're trying to accomplish?
So when you first walk in, there is a altar that has custom entity goddesses of sleep and rest. And then as you come in, you're going to see that it is a sensory calming bath. So the light, the sound, the way that everything is installed is designed to be calming and to create a bit of a sound curtain away from the noise of the city. And so what you feel more than anything at first is that the sounds of the city are interrupted. You can't hear the huff and puff of the city.
And so it's part of it is the sound. Part of it, I notice, is the colors.
The colors, yes, definitely chromotherapy.
The colors.
And this is deliberate.
Yeah, we have a very anti-chromophobic approach. There are no white surfaces, if possible, with Black Power Naps. We try to make as much color as possible. We also know that color is something that is therapeutic.
Why no white?
Well, ultimately, we both have been navigating as artists for a while, and often the institutions we're working with have white walls, and I think, you know, people sort of associate rest and sleep and taking care of yourself with whiteness and sort of white linens and white space, white sand, etc.
White people,
exactly. So we're really trying to create a splash of color in the representation around sleep and rest and self-care.
Let's get to one of the pieces. You have a bed that's made of dried coffee beans, correct?
Black beans.
Black beans, excuse me. explain that to me. How is that set up, and what does that mean?
Sure. So you want to explain
that? Well, the Black Bean bed was designed with panic attacks in mind. And for every island, we sort of follow a bit of an elemental idea, like fire, earth, water, and air. So the Black Bean bed is one of the earth station or islands. And whenever you're having a panic attack, which, you know, is one of the results of being exhausted, overworked, etc., etc., you often need to feel secure in your body, to feel weight on your body. So we actually wanted to have an island in the installation where you feel you can go under the earth. And so, both being Afro-Latinx, Caribbean, you know, we wanted to work with a staple, which is the black beans. And the black beans, they allow for you to actually be completely submerged, but you can still breathe. And so when we're coming with this inheritance, right, of lack of sleep, but also this idea of not sinking, mm-hmm. you know, like this idea of not being able to rest, not being able to actually let go into sleep.
To breathe.
Right, it's really healing, and it is a very unusual experience to have in an art space, to be able to be fully submerged, including your face, in a material that is organic, that is also astringent, so it actually absorbs the excess water that sometimes gets deposited in the limbs after a long day. So the black bean bed is actually really popular with like the senior population, because they come in and, like, you know, you put your legs in. It also does acupressure on your feet, and it massages out the tension and, like,
I'm feeling very relaxed right now as you say that. You know what, this is the other thing that's beautiful about this, is that you welcome people to be in mm-hmm. these beds, to be in these spaces and feel it and experience it. It's not just a visual experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think this really challenges the art-going experience as well, right? Like, I think we've predominantly heard, you know, we never thought that art could be like this, mm. right? Coming to the exhibition, being able to participate and actually walk away with something, which is rest and the idea to sleep, to be idle, and that being okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm talking with Naviel da Costa and Fanny Sosa. They are Afro-Latinx artist duo behind the new Museum of Art and Design installation. It's called Black Power Naps, or Siestas Negras. It looks at what they're calling the sleep gap, as they've been describing, and it's how people of color are getting less sleep than their white counterparts. And the art is challenging us to think about that gap and think about the many levels of why that is. The exhibition features beds, canopies, where the museum goers, again, can lie down in the beds and experience this. And by the way, you can see photos. We have some of them on our website at WLRN.org. Where did the idea come from? I mean, how did it start, and how did the two of you come together on this? Did it originate with one of you, or both of you talking about it?
I mean, I think we both were experiencing that on a very real level, like the sleep gap, right? But it really came to fruition after leading a workshop in Berlin with some black creatives, and somebody was like, I wish we could all nap together. And I just kind of looked around the room and I said, black power naps. And I called Sosa that same day. We had already been collaborating. And so from that moment, it sort of became realized into a space that it needed to be.
Yeah.
And the other thing too, because you're going to be leading a sort of meditation, right?
Mm-hmm. A platonic play party.
Describe, how does that work?
So one of the things that in our research we found out about sleep and rest is that touch is actually a really important component, and not just any touch, but platonic touch. So touch that is not sexual, touch that is that feels safe. And it is a particular kind of touch that, for example, me as a migrant, I don't have. Why? Because I don't have my family with me, and the only occasions that I have to be touched are clinical occasions, medical occasions, violence, or sexual occasions. And so one of the things that we want to do in this platonic play party is to be able to explore a touch that feels safe, that is safe, and that more than anything is platonic, because the research says that it helps us sleep better. We are humans and we are very tactile as a species, right? Whenever we are not being touched, our nervous system is telling us, you're in danger, girl. You know, mm-hmm. you're about to be taken by a predator, you're about to die. It is a very ingrained evolutionary message that the endocrine and nervous system sends out. And so when we spend days, months, years isolated in this way, it actually ends up also reinforcing what we were talking about, health issues that have to do with lack of sleep and rest. And so our idea behind organizing this platonic play party is to be able to be playful with touch in a safer space, in a space that is not sexual, that is not necessarily, you know, going there. So
when you do these, usually what's the reaction from people? What do you hear from people after they have the experience?
I think people are surprised. They're surprised at how much of that was easy to sort of find touch and define touch, also define consent and boundaries and desire. In a wholesome and safe environment where there's no expectation. Most of the time people are feeling like, whoa, I needed that. And they do feel that sense of relief that we're trying to evoke with this practice, right? Which is the relief of touch, which lends itself to the relief of your own body, right? And being able to relax into your own body.
Do you ever run into a situation where you talk to someone and you're telling them what is about to happen and they're already uncomfortable before they even do that?
Mm-hmm.
And part of it too is this, when you think about beds, that it's probably the one piece of furniture in our home that we're most intimate with because we spend so much time on. That's when you go to a hotel or anywhere else, you always feel uncomfortable in some other bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you run into that. People just like, wait, this is not my bed. This is not my space I'm comfortable with. What happens in that situation?
So that's a really good question. I think there's several levels to it. The space is not just about sleep. The sleep gap is not just about sleep. It's actually about rest in the shape of downtime, leisure time, being able to play, as in not be productive, you know, not do things in order to have an outcome that will mean money or productivity. And so in many ways what we're we're proposing with Black Power Naps is different islands where you can use your body playfully. And so you can sleep in those, but you can also jump in the trampoline and work in your breathing. The proposal is to come back to your body. So that's one thing. And then of course there's all kinds of responses, and there are people that obviously have qualms or that don't necessarily feel comfortable. And that's the idea. The space is not there to push you to do anything you're not comfortable with. It's just a proposal, and then you can take it as far as you want.
I wanted to ask about another piece you have there at the installation. This one, Rooted in Water.
Yeah.
The Atlantic Reconciliation. Describe that one for me.
Sure. It is called the Atlantic Reconciliation because the Atlantic Ocean is a very charged ocean. It is where the transatlantic slave trade occurred. Many Afro-diasporic people have crossed that ocean alive and not alive. And so we really want to reconcile that trauma, that history, through creating a surface that is of water. You don't need to be submerged in it. You can still have the sensation of water. You can be in touch with the water. The bed itself is a water bed, and there are drum shakers installed to the base and a subwoofer. So the sound of the space that we also created is vibrating through that water, and therefore vibrating through the waters of your body and healing.
Is there a chance for people to understand that, you know, the symbolism that you have for each of these beds before they lie on those beds, so they understand what they're experiencing? They get the chance to learn so that when they're in it, they're like, okay, I see what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. It comes with a publication. The show has a
magazine.
A magazine in where we sort of explain and dwell into these things, and they're free of charge. So people can just grab them as they arrive into the space and then take them
home.
Take them home and take them to the beds and read up on what's happening to them.
For the event that you have coming up, what do you tell people on how to approach this? How should they come mentally prepared for this?
Well, we have a central phrase, which is, if you see a Black person sleeping, don't call the cops. So that's sort of like the maxim of the space, because it is it welcomes everyone, right? And so it is a mixed space. And there is a bit of a outstanding narrative that Black people at rest are criminals or are loitering or are criminalized. And we know, we all have heard the stories of William McCoy, who got shot while he was sleeping in his car, or a Yale student as well, a PhD student, that the police was called on her because she was taking a nap on a student room. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it is a whole negotiation between what's safe, what is, how do you occupy the space, and who do you center?
Again, Nevil Da Costa and Fanny Sosa, they are the Afro-Latinx artists behind the Museum of Art Design exhibition. It's called Black Power Naps or Siestas Negras. You can learn more and check out some of the photos. Please go to WLRN.org. Nevil Sosa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. All right, that's our program for today, this Thursday, December 5th. Coming up next week on Sundial, our conversation with the legendary South Florida columnist and author Carl Hyacin. His latest book focuses on graduation advice in his classical, cynical style. We also discussed his decades-long relationship with fellow Miami Herald columnist and humorist Dave Barry. Plus, we have a one-hour special coming up next week focused on homelessness in South Florida. And we want to hear from you. What should local governments and nonprofits be doing to address homelessness? Is it about providing more housing, treating mental illness? Is it about drug abuse? We want to hear your thoughts, especially about what's going on in your community. You can email us, sundial@wlrnnews.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRNSundial. We will continue to carry the congressional impeachment hearings with coverage and analysis from NPR. Coverage continues on Monday. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.